All right, and we're rolling. Marker. Wait, cameras. Action. There's no camera.
That's not.
It's just us. Are gonna put your phone down for family time here? It's family game night. Game show night. It's not.
What if this whole time I just didn't
You
say
didn't talk at all, and it was just me, like, awkwardly, like, trying to
anything?
fill silence.
Anyway.
One
Hello.
day we'll have a good cold open.
Welcome to
Birth control.
Pod
Pod.
with
Team.
Jacqueline
Not team. And
and
Michaela. I'm Michaela. I'm easily distracted.
Yeah.
I'm obnoxious.
Oh my gosh, so true. I was kidding.
Oh, oof. I got real fast.
Oh my bad.
Real fast.
Susan?
Too soon. What's been going on this week?
What has been going on this week? Nothing, I guess. I've just been working
I feel.
and getting pumped for Comic-Con
Yeah, next week.
and New York.
Woo, a month from now. I'm doing a countdown for everyone.
How was your week
I was
in?
okay. I keep forgetting that school started again because both of my classes aren't assignment based.
Oh
They're test
yeah.
based, and then I haven't done any homework all week.
School.
So, yeah, I'm in school. So,
It's tough, my dude.
yeah, it's a good time. Can you tell I'm lying?
Yeah.
Can you tell I'm lying? Damn. No, yeah, it was just this is that. A lady at work told me that global warming and pollution were made up by the Obama administration to sell more shit because she didn't want to buy a bag.
What the hell? Oh, wait, you did tell me about
Yeah, it
this.
was wild.
Oh my God, that made me so mad.
Also, a guy told me today that insert company I work for here, I haven't actually said it on the pod yet, is too poor to pay for plastic bags, and that's why we're doing just reusable bags. And I laughed in his face.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. I was like, Listen, I work for a California-based company, so we follow California rules sometimes. And we might.
California has no rules. Have you seen them drive?
True. No, but they have like a law against plastic bags.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Anyway, people are just. I get yelled about that all day. And that's it. It's my whole life. Getting yelled at about bags.
Just
Crying.
recycle, man. How hard is it?
Just like. The lady that told me about global warming and all that, she told me pollution was made up. I'm like, walk outside, my dude.
Lady,
I'm like.
you know that thing we get every year called inversion?
Our air quality right now is terrible
So
because of the
bad.
freaking smoke
Oh my
and of
God.
fires that aren't even in our fucking state. I'm like, what? That has nothing to do with pollution, but I'm just like, it adds to
Yeah.
the terrible quality of air that we have here in Utah. So I was like, why don't you walk outside? That's what I wanted to say. I didn't say it out loud because I could get fired.
My sister had to go to the doctor because of her asthma got super intense because of
Yeah.
all the smoke. And the doctor was like, if you didn't come in, like, now when you did, I don't know if you could have been helped. And I was
Oh
like,
my gosh. We
yeah.
need to move.
I know. And, oh man.
Freaking Fanex is the only reason I'm here. Just kidding. I have a family, I suppose.
You do have a family.
I do have a family. I like my family. Fun fact about me. I like my family. I have a brother and a sister, and a sister-in-law and a brother-in-law, and two beautiful nieces, and then a bunch of step-siblings that I could give no shits for.
And I guess I have a family? Question mark.
I should actually amend that. I do like a couple of my step-siblings. Just in case my little sister's listening, which I hope she's not. But you know what? She's okay.
The kids are
The
okay.
kids are all okay. You like that all I added? Yeah, but like, let's leave because we're gonna die. I remember, like that one day that was like recommended to not go outside, and
Oh,
I'm like
yeah.
walking on campus and have been for like 25 minutes, like up a hill. My campus is, like, on the side of a mountain. And I was like, huh, all right, guess I'm gonna die. I can't say that, though. I'm not allowed to make jokes about me dying anymore.
Why not?
Because Kevin says I can't do it. Kevin's my therapist.
If you haven't been listening so far.
For all the new listeners, Kevin is my therapist. KevBot.
I guess no one's been listening so
probably far. Nobody, because we haven't actually posted any of these yet.
I mean, what?
We're getting real far ahead, though, and then we're going to post. That's why a lot of this might seem dated, because we're talking about how excited we are for Comic-Con. And after, well, by the time we post this episode, Comic-Con will be well over.
We'll probably be in New York.
Okay, real quick, though, we're meeting Jeff Goldblum. I would just like everyone to know this.
I was trying to find, like, or decide, like, if I should make an outfit to meet him.
I was gonna wear a Jurassic Park outfit.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't know how to, like, do...
You can borrow a bandana of mine if you want.
I don't wear bandanas.
You haven't tried.
Well, I already know I'm not gonna
look. I just bought a Deadpool one.
I already know it's not gonna work on me. Okay. I don't have a neck. Yeah.
Okay, well... That was a visual gag.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I can't do visual gags on a podcast. Listen. Okay, fine. But we'll figure you out. We'll figure you out a Jurassic Park outfit if you want.
I'll just dress up as a dinosaur.
It's do fine. It.
No.
You could probably find a dinosaur shirt. That'd be lame, though.
Yeah. Everyone's going to have one.
Yeah, that's fair. I was just going to try to do, like, a Laura Dern, like, aesthetic. But only from the waist up, because I'm taking my lunch break to run over, and I can't completely change my clothes. I don't have time.
Oh my god, you look, yeah, like her pink shirt.
Yeah.
With the bandana, yeah. And the tan khakis,
yeah,
that
but
you
I,
already
I,
have.
Yeah, I guess I could arrange, idea, I'll wear my shorts under my work pants, because
idea.
My work pants are already way too big for me.
Oh my god.
They're yes. like three sizes too big.
You kind of look like her, too.
That's, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
When you said that, I was like, oh my god, wait.
I love Laura Dern. Laura Dern, listen to this podcast, because I love you. This is me, just gonna... This podcast is now called Talking About Laura Dern.
I like that you got super flustered.
I did, because I love Laura Dern. I'm all shaking. You found out how much I love Laura Dern.
That's really random.
I know, I don't get it, but Lindsay's friend's mom looks like Laura Dern, and she just showed me a picture, and I got flustered.
Wow.
So.
I don't feel that way about anyone.
I didn't think I did until Laura Dern was in Star Wars, and I got really excited.
Oh, yeah, she was. I forgot.
Because I didn't like, look at the cast before I went and saw Star Wars, because I was like, yeah. Oscar Isaac's in it, so
that's all that matters.
Why do I need to look?
Exactly.
And then Monica, like, is obsessed with Adam Driver, so she was stoked. And I made a rectangle out of these tiles. Anyway, and then I was, like, super shocked that Laura Dern was in Star Wars. And I was very excited. Anyway, I'll stop talking about Laura Dern now. I was kidding about changing the podcast.
Wait, yeah. Okay.
Laura Dern was born at... No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Okay, should we play you then?
Should we play or should we just keep talking? We got a pizza today for free.
Oh my god. Thank your mom for me.
Shout out to my mom. She left a coupon for a free pizza, and we got an extra large pizza at $17 pizza for jack shit. For
amazing.
Nothing. And we got pepperoni and pineapple. And before y'all smash that unsubscribe button, fuck you. Pineapple on pizza's great.
Pineapple
belongs
on pizza.
It's like that perfect combo of, like, sweet and salty. No.
I was like,
sweet
no.
and savory. What's the other word? I don't know. It's just perfect.
It tastes good.
It tastes good. TM.
What do I not like on pizza?
Can that be our pizza store tagline? It tastes good. TM.
It tastes good.
Pizza store.
No, our pizza store is just...
Pizza!
No, let me finish.
Sorry.
It's just, it tastes good.
It tastes good. TM.
Oh, I guess.
Should we buy TM for this? What? How much does it cost to trademark something?
Alexa!
Alexa, how much does it cost to trademark something?
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know. Fucking I don't think she heard us. Alexa, how much does it cost to trademark something?
I'm not sure.
Oh, bitch, look it up.
She doesn't know. What does she even do in this house?
Alexa, play Take a Chance on Me by ABBA.
I hate you.
This is what she does in this house.
Alexa, stop.
Alexa, tell me a dad joke.
What do you call cheese that isn't yours?
Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese.
Solid. I've been alone for like 2 months, and me and Alexa have grown very close. Alexa, I love you. We're really close.
She's like, thanks.
Thanks. An avocado.
Thanks.
That's Alexa at me.
Let's play this game. Okay,
we'll play this game, I guess.
Okay, so we're playing Scrabble.
We're both never. I mean, I'm terrible at Scrabble.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know. We're just gonna play how we want to play.
Yeah, we're not following rules. So any of you rule nerds, just don't get mad at us, please.
You can get mad at me. I don't fucking
get
care.
Get mad at her. At Jacqueline.
Uh-huh.
At her. At her. Don't send it to the birth control pod page, because I'll see it, and I'm sensitive, and I'll cry.
Fight me.
Did an alien just land? Did you feel that?
No.
Oh, I think I'm on drugs.
On high, yeah.
On high.
Anyway, so we've each picked 7 tiles.
And we've made it into a very nice rectangle.
So choose your...
Choose Fighters. Your weapon. Oh.
Oh.
We were similar. Oh, I thought that was... Oh, God.
Are you fucking...
I got real bad letters already.
I already did, too. This is horrible.
I can't spell anything.
Oh, wait. I guess I could spell something.
Oh, God. Oh, I can spell a 3-letter word. Does that count?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... I don't think we can do...
Okay, we're not going to do themes. Can we just do random ones?
Yeah, because okay. I was like, there's no way we can do a theme.
You guys are going to see how uneducated we are. Okay, wait, I have an idea.
Yeah.
For every word, you have to, like, think of a song lyric.
Are you kidding me?
No? Okay. Or just, like, a quote or something.
Sure.
That'll be kind of fun. Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
I can do one.
Because I can't think of anything. Bow.
Right.
Boo.
Boom goes the belch. Right? Hamilton? Where does that part go?
The boom goes the cannon.
Cannon, that's what it was. Why did I say fucking battleship? I'm a fake fan.
Yeah, I guess.
Do you keep 7 at all times? Do I draw more?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sure. Whatever, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
All right, your turn.
Oh, wait, so do I have to add on to
I
that?
I think
I can't start somewhere
Well, you know what? Fuck it. Start somewhere else. I don't care.
This is, no, we have to have, that's the one rule we need to have.
Okay, we have to build on each other.
Okay, well, now I have to think about this, because I had a word, but now I don't. Okay.
Are we keeping track of scores?
It's raining men.
Hallelujah, it's raining men.
Hey. My word was men.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we should probably, like, say. Do they have to be real words?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I mean, you can see if it's a word, and I think if it... If
like, would breath be a word?
No. No.
Oh, and if it's, like, next to it, it has to spell a word that way, too, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. I can't think of a lyric, though. Can you help me? Fine. The word is fine. Fine.
I keep thinking about fly for a white guy, but that's not
fine for a white guy. Can we just make up a song?
Sure, you okay. Can make up a song.
I'm just kidding.
This is
I'm gonna think about it. You start. I'm gonna think about my word.
I mean, we can just skip that.
Okay, cool. We'll just play like regular people. Sorry for all the people that were stoked for that one. I don't know.
Okay.
I made the word fine, in case we didn't get that.
What word did you not make?
Fine.
Oh.
Do you want me to use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
That boy is fine.
What boy?
Chris Evans.
He's okay. Okay.
That boy is fine.
Wow.
That's Ben. Ben Finkhauser.
He's fine.
He's fine. The two uses of fine. The Chris Evans and the Ben Finkhauser.
Okay, I can't spell any words with this.
Mm-hmm. Just start a new one. Fuck it.
No, I'm determined.
Okay.
Determined.
Just get new ones.
I mean, I guess I could make a word, but it's...
Is it furry?
Almost.
Really? Is it fur?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's what I was gonna do. No joke.
But fur.
Oh, mine was gonna be fur!
Sorry. This isn't good content.
Check how excited I got because of that. Okay, my word is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. SUPERCA. I'm just kidding.
I was like, yeah, huh? Roo. Keep going.
Anyway, I chose the word brew that had nothing to do with that.
Okay. moving on.
Seven.
Upon.
Upon. Once upon a mattress. God, I have terrible letters. You gotta make up some content while I'm thinking. That's what I did.
Oh, so one time.
Oh no, it's okay. I figured one out. You're good. Zero. Zero to hero. No time flat.
Oh, nice.
Zero to hero. Just like that. When a good thing this is a podcast, not a TV show, so we can use all this copyrighted stuff.
I can't think of any words. Do-ba-ba-da. Is that a word?
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Do-ba-da-ba-da.
I can almost spell Gundren. Gundren Rockseeker.
Oh. No, wait. That's a Z.
That is a Z. You could turn it and turn it into an N.
That's not what I was thinking.
I'm just kidding.
What can I spell with a Z?
Zero. I already did that. Z. I almost said xylophone, but that's next. Mercedes Benz. Doesn't that end with a Z? That's a name, though. You can't do names, though. Amazing.
Oh, I have one. So.
Can I ask a favor?
What?
Oh, wait, no, never mind.
What?
Never mind. I can still do it. Okay, mine is going to be rub and us. Double words.
Shit.
I was going to ask you to move it down to that, though, but then I was like, oh, no, I can still do it. Oh, shit. Guess who's a closet good at Scrabble?
So you were lying to
yep,
me.
Yep, no, I've been spelling two and three letter words this whole time.
Me too.
Oh, wait, zero. And fine was a four letter word. But I'm actually not keeping track of what letters, what ones I'm doing, because I don't care who wins.
Interesting, because you just named all yours.
Actually, I didn't. There was like three I didn't name. Just kidding. There was like one I didn't name. Oh two. God.
Okay.
Now I'll name them all. All right. Just kidding. Should I tell my Hellfire song story? Did I already do that on this podcast?
I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm assuming no.
Just to fill some time here and learn a little bit about Mick. When I was like three, you'll know this story, I swear. If you don't know the story, I don't know how I've never told you. Because I tell everyone this story. Anyway, when I was three-ish, maybe four, Hunchback of Notre Dame had recently come out. Right? And, I was obsessed with it for some unknown reason. No, I'm just kidding. It's a good movie. But the unknown part is that I was obsessed with Frollo from Hunchback of Notre Dame, the rapey bad guy. And my mom got me a Hunchback of Notre Dame cake for my birthday. And it had like a little figure set thing on it. So it had like not. Sorry, that's her word.
Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
So I, Anyway, for some reason I was obsessed with Frollo. So I would carry around this little Frollo doll with me everywhere I went. And, okay, like, picture this, me in Hunchback of Notre Dame overalls and Hunchback of Notre Dame light-up shoes, I assume. I'm just kidding, I don't think I had the shoes. Anyway, I was obsessed. I'd walk around, I'd keep Frollo in the pocket of my overalls because this is the 90s. And one time we were at my local theme park called Lagoon, and my brother convinced me that it was my duty to go up on stage and sing Hellfire for all the people.
Oh, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, because they left a mic on stage because it was during, like, competition stuff. So I went up there and I sang Hellfire for, like, 100 people probably. That's my story.
That was, you didn't tell me the backstory of that. You just told me you went on stage and sang.
Oh, yeah, my backstory is that I'm obsessed with Frollo.
Okay.
I was obsessed with a rapey dude who burned down Paris because he got a simple boner.
And I don't know that movie enough to
know
anything, so.
And did you not read the book?
No.
Oh.
Who reads books? Oh, nerds? Wow, okay. I'm just kidding.
You're currently reading a book.
As I've graduated and...
Yeah, and how you've been trying to get me to read the Ted Bundy book.
What's a book?
You're the nerd. Check how offended I am. Like, no! I don't have any vowels.
All right.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
Yes. Buy books.
Oh, I don't have any money. Can you add it to my debts? I owe Jack like $300.
Yeah, buddy, man. It's okay. I have faith that you'll pay me back someday. And you just never do.
You're like, hey, what about that? I'm like, oh, sorry, I gotta go. I was a call. You're like, it's 2030. We don't have phones anymore. Okay, can I, like, skip my turn?
No.
I don't have any vowels.
No, you can't. You can't add a D.
Find. Again, I don't have any vowels.
D is not a vowel.
Oh, I thought you meant to add, so I don't have a D.
You don't have a D.
I don't have a D. I do have a V, though.
Hey.
Can I do an acronym?
I guess you lost.
That makes sense.
I'm just kidding.
What do you do if you don't have one, though? Cry a little?
You can do an acronym.
Hold on. I'm going to figure this. Oh, wait. I got one. PEN.
Oh, good job.
Thank you. Thank you. Hold the applause, please. Will you, will you, edit some applause in there for me?
No.
Oh, okay. Your turn. Just, like, some, like, fake applause. You won't do, like, a little bit?
Fine.
Is that how that works?
Am I allowed to do that?
Can I do boomy?
Yeah.
Can I take the M away and spell Boogie Wonderland?
No, because...
Gen is not a word. Jen?
Jen?
Boogie Wonderland.
I just think about Happy Feet whenever I hear that song now.
Oh my god, Happy Feet's such a good movie.
I watched it the other day and cried.
Oh my gosh, I feel that.
I was like, I forgot it's about saving penguins.
Oh, when he's at the zoo?
No.
Okay, is your a word, like a pirate way of your word? Like, your.
No. If we were playing pirates. Do you think pirates play Scrabble and that's how they spell
Alexa. Words? Alexa. Do pirates play Scrabble? God, will you just Google one thing?
Stop asking her. She doesn't know shit.
Hey, Google.
It's the same thing.
Hey, Google. Listen. Do pirates play Scrabble?
Here are some results from a search.
It's just telling me that pirate is a Scrabble word. Ask Siri. She's more fun.
Hey, Siri. Dang it. Hey, Siri.
go ahead.
He's more fun.
Oh, you're right.
Can you please text Davey M. Finkhauser? Text Davey M. Finkhauser.
Is that Ben's secret name?
Ready to send it?
Rewrite that.
Would you like to send, cancel, review, or change it?
Review.
There are no new messages.
God damn it. Never mind.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to do something different. Hey, Google. What should I be for Halloween?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of an expert. Oh, hold on. Nice costumes. Great use of fur.
What is happening?
Thank you.
Okay, run along and have fun.
Thank you.
I need to help someone now.
This is like a whole scene. Are we doing a bit?
Let me assess your costume interests with a few questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Great. I have 5 questions. Here comes the first one. Is it weird to reuse tissues?
Yes. Absolutely.
Spooky. Very spooky. Here's the next one. Is it wrong to wear yellow running shorts to a wedding?
No.
No. Absolutely not.
What is the answer?
Oh, sorry. No.
That didn't seem like an answer. Give it another.
She's like, bitch,
no!
Say yes.
Chilling. I mean, cool. Try this one. Do you like to surprise people when they're sleeping?
Yes. Or okay, alternatively,
next
hell
question.
Yeah.
Would you risk severe bruising just to make a grumpy baby laugh?
Yeah.
I'm sure you've done that.
That's a very telling answer. One last question. It's a big one. Listen carefully. Okay, let's say you're hiking through the woods, and you suddenly realize that you dropped the present you were bringing to your grandma. You got her a can of wolf repellent from a specialty store. She lives in a forest cottage and has a problem with wildlife.
She's really painting
anyway,
the picture.
It's starting to get dark, and you think you just heard something howling. What do you do? Get the present, or walk to grandma's house?
Get the present. But I'm going to also then put my sunglasses on.
Let me make a few quick calculations. Okay, got it.
Here it is.
Get ready.
This in.
Nothing.
There's no easy way to say this. You should be a clown.
Oh!
And not a funny clown either. Not a party clown. You should be a freaky clown.
Should be a fucking clown.
Wait. A freaky clown?
Get a fitting leisure suit and some pancake makeup. Then apply the makeup messily to your face.
Oh, so I'm just a fucking clown that got laid right before they came to the party? Is that what she's saying to me? A freaky clown? Am I a sex clown?
No, I think you're a freaky clown. She didn't say sex clown.
She didn't say scary clown. She just said freaky clown.
Yeah, like, ew, he's freaky.
No, I think she has a clown fetish.
I think you do.
You're right. This just did. Sorry. Started throwing up. Now I'm just thinking about Marvin, too.
That's why I was like, no, I think you have a clown fetish.
Okay, I don't have a clown fetish. It's not my fault that fucking Justin McElroy bought a fucking haunted clown and then put it on TV.
And then you made me watch it.
Okay, I asked you, should we pretend watch the
didn't
Ghoul
know,
Boys?
I didn't know there was going to be a clown in it.
Okay.
You knew.
I did know. I've seen it a few times. But I didn't know you were that upset about clowns.
How could you not know that?
I don't know. You never seemed that bothered in the haunted house. I mean, you did in Zach's Museum, but I don't remember you being super freaked out. Did we just not go on that one?
Which one?
At Lagoon?
We didn't go to that one.
See, that's probably why I don't remember. Because I remember when people, like, freak out about things, like, in the moment.
Made you hold my hand through the...
Well, no, I know that at Zach's, but I just thought because it was, like, real haunted.
No, I hate fucking clowns.
I didn't know that.
The only reason I wanted to hold your hand was because we were in that goddamn clown funhouse thing.
Okay.
I don't hold hands.
I know, she doesn't.
So
but she did help hold my hand. Actually, you've held my hand a couple times, though.
Only because I had to.
Number one.
Yeah.
Zach's Museum.
I know.
But that place was fucking terrifying.
And I know the other one you're going to say.
Number two.
Yeah. I know.
That time I made you hold my hand at a haunted house. But that was forceful.
Wait, when?
At Lagoon. In the zombie one. No, not the zombie one. The one before the zombie one. Because we waited in the zombie line. I don't know if you held my hand, but I made you hold my arm.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, I don't go in haunted houses without holding people. Oh. Number three. SpongeBob the Musical. And that's the one I know you knew I was talking about.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. We held hands throughout BFF because we're BFF.
I guess.
You initiated it, my dude. Which was kind of okay. Awkward because we were holding hands over our friend.
Okay, but awkwardly, I was just going to be like, hey.
Oh, and then I held your hand.
Yeah.
No, you gripped.
So, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Four. I remember another time.
Okay.
When we went and saw Civil War.
Well.
And it got too real.
Again, I had to.
Five, because one will be in the future if I ever decide to watch Infinity War again, which is probably a never.
I've pretty much given up on you watching it, so it's fine.
Let's watch it right now.
Okay, done.
I don't have it.
Well, I'll buy it. Let's go.
I don't have a car. It needs oil.
Yeah, that's what
okay, I got. Okay, I have a word now, finally. I finally found one. Dig! Dig and dig and dig and diggity dig.
I have a word. Gin, baby.
Woo! Get lit!
I hate gin.
Okay. Let's not get lit then. I had a word, but now I lost it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. 10. I was going to say 10, but it's 10.
10.
Yeah. Fine. Well, thanks for coming to my 10 talk.
I hate that.
The word was 10, T-E-N.
Immediately hate it.
That's okay. Damn it. I'm an okay person. I was going to say I hate me too, but I can't anymore.
It's what happens when you go to fucking therapy.
Just don't get therapy, guys. It's not worth it.
Oop, a word.
Sure. How do you spell it?
Oop.
Is Oz a word, though? Oz is a word. We'll count it. It's a name, but I'll count it.
It opened?
Why don't you just fucking do that? Oh, aru. Because you have to do it, like, if you connect it, it's got to go both ways.
Yeah.
But I'll count it. If you'll count, yarr.
Fuck. Fine. You're ready.
Yarr.
I hate it. I mean, I guess it works, because now I can write.
Poor pirates.
P-O-O-R. Poor pirates.
P-O-O-P-O-O-R.
Oh, pirates.
Listen, SpongeBob SquarePants, the Broadway musical, is the greatest thing on Broadway now and for the next 2 weeks, and I'm already missing it.
Tell me.
And these aren't fake tears.
I'm sad.
Me too. Maybe we should drink tonight.
I'm like,
oof. Should we go get some ciders and... Do they sell rum chata at the grocery store?
I don't.
God, I hate Utah.
What time is it? No, like all the...
10:24. The liquor store closes at 9.
Yeah, so that's out. Are they open on Sundays?
Alexa.
I'm talking Alexa.
No, because that'll be on my mom's history, because my mom's connected to the Alexa. She'll be like, excuse me? She's always like, so I see you're lonely today. Because it's just like, Alexa, tell me a dad joke. Alexa, tell me a dad joke. Alexa, tell me a dad joke.
Oh my God.
What was I going to look up? Is the liquor store. Open. On Sundays. Probably not. This is
pirates are people yeet. Too.
Yes. I was going to go, yeah. Yeet.
No.
It's not, but 7-Eleven is.
Oh.
That's what this thing told me.
That's fun.
Oh, no, it does say open on Sundays. Oh, I just downloaded their schedule, apparently. Let's find out. Is this Utah? I don't know if this is Utah. This is fucking, Washington. No, that's not Washington. What is Washington? That's Oregon. That's not helpful. Oregon has state liquor stores. Whatever. Fuck this. I don't care.
I don't care either.
I didn't specify a state. I just assumed Utah was the only one that did that. Alright. It's getting real now. Is yas a word?
No. I'll let you have yar. You can't have that other word.
Alana would let me have it.
Who's Alana?
From Broad City.
Oh. Yas queen. Okay. I was like,
last!
I don't know who Alana is, but okay. Yes, you do.
Last is my word. Did I spell it wrong?
No, I'm thinking of a word for me.
It stressed me out. I was like, oh my god.
Vulva.
She rubs her vulva on the carpet? John Mulaney shout out.
How do you spell that?
Vulva?
Yeah.
V-U-L-V-A.
Oh, damn it. Okay,
I think. I could be wrong.
I'm missing a letter then. Never mind.
One last time. Relax. Have a drink with me. One last time.
Let's just do a Hamilton karaoke.
Ooh, okay.
Do you have a karaoke machine?
No.
No.
I could just Google Hamilton karaoke.
Can you Google strobe lights?
Yeah. I mean, do we really need visual effects?
Yeah.
This is a podcast.
Oh, I thought it was just for us.
Oh, are we? Okay. Well, here, let me just pause it really quick.
Just kidding.
All right, and we're back from our Hamilton karaoke
Man,
session.
Man, I'm sweaty.
Oh, so sweaty, so lit. That was such a smooth edit transition, too, I bet.
Yep.
We definitely left the table.
Okay.
We also went to Flynn's today, and we had some mad smack talk while we played Tetris.
That would have been so good to edit.
We need to record us playing Tetris. You guys, it would blow your fucking minds.
Add us on Patreon.
You made a Patreon joke! You always get mad at me when I make Patreon jokes.
It just feels weird.
It is weird.
I don't like talking about it.
It's okay.
If I was going to say, add us on Patreon so we can buy new microphones that we can carry around.
Little microphones so we can sneak them into Flynn's when the boy isn't there.
The boy.
There was a guy we didn't know today. And he had all the lights off, and it was weird.
He was a time Nazi,
yeah,
too.
He came over and kept asking us how much time we had left.
Like, bitch.
Because they put a time on a wristband. Fuck, the boy just writes the time down and then just lets us loose. Also, the boy usually gives me an extra, like, 15 minutes. You notice that? He always way overestimates. This guy only overestimated by, like, 8 minutes. The boy always goes to, like, the next 15, usually. So, like, if it's, like, 8:20, he'll go to, like, 8:30.
Oh, really?
Yeah, usually.
I didn't even notice.
The boy is a good boy.
The guy was, like, acting like he was giving us more time. But
oh,
then,
yeah. It took forever with our friggin' drinks.
I know. And then he came over and asked us what time we had on our thing, like, 20 minutes before we had to go.
I'm like, buddy, I am playing Fix-It Felix Jr., and you can back the fuck off. He made me lose a life, so I think that they should give us free passes. Just kidding. Dude, I don't know who you are. Lists is my word, by the way. I don't know who you are, but, like, maybe just chill out a bit. Because I assume Flynn's will be our sponsor one day, since we only talk about Flynn's.
And that's the tea.
We spilled the tea on the guy at Flynn's. I think it's just because we only like the boy. Because he apparently laughs at our jokes.
We should just do rename everything.
A segment to the about the boy.
No, we should have a... Oh.
What? Sorry. The boy.
The sauce.
That sounds really creepy.
It does.
I'm going to stop now.
No. I was going to say, we should have a segment called That's the Tea.
That's the Tea. Where we bitch about things?
Yeah.
I like that.
We're salty.
We are one step past salty, my friend. We are marinated.
Oof.
We are marinated in these feelings of regret and saltiness.
How do you spell ulcer?
U-L-C-E-R.
Oh, damn it. I keep...
Hey, Google.
No, that sounds right.
How do you spell ulcer?
Sounds right.
Ulcer is spelled U-L-C-E-R.
Okay, I second guessed it. Hey, thanks. I second guessed myself.
She's like,
sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, fuck you. I didn't want to swear at my phone, so I stopped. I edited myself.
I swear at my phone.
I feel bad because my phone's already got a bit of, like...
At
me. my phone's already got, like, a bit of... Okay, it was just a year ago. My assistant manager said that Ben looks so much younger in Newsies.
He looks good in the picture of you two.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
He's like a year younger than when we met, or 2 years younger. Anyway. He's a gross guy.
Hey, Ben Finkhauser, if you're listening.
I just want you to know, my assistant manager thinks you look good in the picture of us. But she's not young, so... She's not old. That's mean.
We'll just edit this whole thing.
Please edit this out, because I feel like if anyone's going to find this podcast, it's going to be her.
Let's just edit the entire podcast.
Let's just take out the entire podcast.
Let's just redo it.
Redo it. Rebrand.
Just
rebrand. Rebrand a podcast with Jacqueline and Michaela.
No, hate that.
You don't want to complete... Oh, was it my turn? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, my dude.
Just been sitting here. It's E-U-S.
Rub-nub.
This is a really good bit. Bit is my word.
Ooh, nice.
Thank you.
Rat is my word.
Oh my gosh. But now I just still don't. Okay, did you like that?
No.
Is boomed a word? E-D? Boomed?
Yeah.
Done. Boomed. Oh, fuck. Boomed.
As you've already said the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I already said the whole word. I boomed. I feel like that's not a word.
It is a
word. Okay, I believe you. Oh, wow.
I know words, okay?
Okay, I believe you.
No, you don't. Okay.
Yar! I can't believe you let me get away with yar with two R's.
I hate you. Never mind. I can't do that. Never mind. Oh, man. These words just go so fast. So fast.
Why do we play games we can't play?
I know.
The freaking Pocahontas unaired episode. This fucking Clue with two people.
Maybe this will also be an unaired episode.
Oh, an unaired. I gotta think we're funny in this one still.
Ah!
Oh, you have an X. Saw that. Here, in exchange, I'll show you that I have a Q. Also an unusable letter.
No, I'm gonna fucking use it.
Okay, I believe in you.
Ox.
Oh, shit.
You made me angry, so I...
You just won the whole game.
Use my brain.
Ox is the game that wins the game.
No, it's not.
The game that wins... The word that wins the game.
Stop it.
Ask anyone. Somebody that looks smart, tweet us at Birth Control Pod and tell her that I'm not lying.
She's fucking lying.
You weren't supposed to hear that. I was talking to the listener. Just the one of them. All right. Do you want to spend a day... in New York City in 6 steps, and we'll tell you which New York movie you belong in! Welcome to our game show, where you take a BuzzFeed quiz. Okay, I'm gonna do it now.
Oh, I read it.
Oh, you want me to read it out loud?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
First off, where are you staying? In a penthouse? A loft? A luxury hotel? Or a mansion?
What is this voice?
I don't know. It's my game show host voice.
Okay.
It's my character voice.
Say, can you say them again? I was distracted.
Penthouse, loft, luxury hotel, or a mansion?
A penthouse.
Hell yeah. What are you having for breakfast? Pizza? Brunch buffet? Oatmeal? Or a croissant?
You don't even have to say end that. But brunch buffet.
But you could have dropped your croissant.
Unlimited mimosas.
Okay, good call. Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Time for some sightseeing. That was my Oprah voice. Where do you go? Central Park, Lady Liberty, Times Square, or the Empire State Building?
I've never been to the Statue of Liberty, so all yeah.
Right. Lady Liberty is actually a...
That's a lady.
It's actually a brothel.
Her name is... Oh, then even better.
Time for a snack. That was really loud. I'm so sorry. What are you having? Bagel with lox? Lox?
I do not know how to read it.
What the fuck is that?
I have fucking no.
Okay, bagel, cupcakes, ice cream, or cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
Is it, but it's, is juniors. It Junior's cheesecake?
It's Junior's cheesecake.
I want to be financially stable enough to just eat at Junior's. Which NY local celebrity will you run into?
Oh my god.
Justin Timberlake, no. Harry Styles, Madonna, or Tina Fey?
Tina Fey.
Obvs.
Are you kidding me?
How are you spending your evening? I already know the answer to this. Radio City Music Hall, clubbing, Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall?
It's Carnegie, technically. Oh. When I did a report about him, apparently I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Oh.
I still call it Carnegie, but then I was like Carnegie or something. Anyway. Or Broadway.
Carnegie Hall.
All right. I thought you were going to pick Broadway.
I know you were.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. Uh-huh. With crazy shenanigans and a couple of chase scenes, Home Alone 2 is the place for you. Rhymes. Get ready for some ridiculous antics and crime-fighting schemes because this day is about to take some crazy turns. That's what you got.
Okay.
Home Alone 2.
Oh.
Maybe that's the answer to all of them. It's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
That's the
only answer.
You're not you didn't make this quiz, so I know that's not right.
That's what I would do. I would just make Shrek every answer because it makes no sense. Okay, I'm ready. Okay. Where's your game show voice?
No, I'm not going to have a game show host voice. First of all, no, I hate that.
I'm digging it.
I'm
helping you.
No, I know I hate it. First off,
just be like a little more animated than your normal self.
It's really hard for me.
I know.
I need, like...
I know it's putting a lot into you, but you said you wanted to get better at talking, and I'm helping.
First of all, fuck off. Second of all, I am talking more.
Okay, well, my therapist said...
Fuck your therapist. If he...
No, he's not very hot.
Oh.
He's kind of old.
On a 0 to 10 scale, how...
I mean, he's like a... Oh, how old or how hot?
How hot.
He's like a solid 6. He's not, like, ugly.
How old is he?
He's like 60.
Okay.
So that's why I feel bad. Because I'm like, I don't want to say like a 3 like I'm thinking because I don't think he's ugly for old people. But he's like too old for me.
You shouldn't have rated his hot. You think some 60-year-old man's a 6?
I don't. I just felt bad. I meant for like other 60-year-olds. Like my mom thinks he's hot.
Oh my god. Text your mom and ask her.
She's in Canada.
Just kidding.
Should that be also a segment in the show? Where in the world is Michaela's mama?
Yes.
She's in Canada. Next. I didn't say where she was last week, though. She was in Alaska last week. All right.
Anyway.
Next week, she'll still be in Canada. I'm so lonely. Okay. No, okay, go ahead.
Where are you staying? The penthouse. A loft. A luxury hotel, or a mansion?
I'm gonna go with loft.
Okay.
I think that sounds fun.
It does sound fun.
Mm-hmm.
What are you having for breakfast? A croissant? A pizza? That's racist. Okay. I'm not gonna do it.
Sorry, Nemi. Sorry she even tried, Nemi. At Nemi. Okay, keep going.
A brunch buffet, or oatmeal?
See, I want to say pizza because it's, like, in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But also, first of all, I'm offended because why the fuck is Lenwich not on there?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Can we count croissant as breakfast sandwich?
Yes.
Okay, then croissant.
Okay. All right.
Because that egg and bacon breakfast sandwich from Lenwich. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, keep going.
Time for some sightseeing.
Woohoo!
Central Park, Lady Liberty, Times Square... Or the Empire State Building.
I'm just going to say the Empire State Building, because we walked by it last time, but we didn't really, like, and, like, the first, I've been up it once, but I don't remember, and I want to take aesthetic pictures, so I'm going Empire State Building.
Okay. It's not that great.
I know. I just mean, like, the view from it.
Yeah.
Not really the actual building.
I'm really excited for the other one.
Yeah, me too. I'm more excited for that one, for sure. The Top of the Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. More excited for that.
Right. All right, time for a snack. Kay. What are you having? A bagel with lox? Question mark. Cupcakes, ice cream, or a cheesecake?
Ice cream.
Ooh, there's so many.
I love ice cream.
Andrew Keenan, blah, blah, blah. Andrew Keenan Boulder. Boulder?
Oh, my sweet boy.
I can't say.
Boulder?
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew from Broadway.
Broadway's. John,
know listening to on Spotify.
Broadway's Andrew Keenan Boulder only posts ice cream.
I know.
Posts.
That's why I'm going to go find all these ice cream places when we're in Brooklyn.
Okay, perfect. Okay, but one of the aesthetic photos that we need to do
is all the ones on Andrew's Instagram.
Yeah, but like the one where it's like the bridge and you have the townhouses.
Yes.
And
yes.
The bridge
yes.
Is in the UK.
Yes. I know which one you're talking about. And yes. Sorry, I got really excited.
Oh, I need to start planning my outfits. Okay,
me too.
I'm really excited. Okay. Which NY local
and we can wear warm outfits. Or not
yeah,
warm outfits.
Autumn, fall, scarves, jackets.
We can just wear jackets
cute,
and not coats.
Cute boots.
I'm so happy.
Yeah, no.
Okay, sorry.
I've been looking at, like, autumn, like, colors.
Oh my gosh, because so. all my pictures last time are in my stupid Kenneth Cole Sundance coat that's bright orange and gray.
Yeah, and I'm always wearing my stupid leather jacket.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Okay, okay. Okay, keep going. I'm so sorry.
Anyway, what celebrity will you run into? Tina Fey?
Tina Fey.
Okay.
I don't care about the rest of them.
Okay.
I mean, I like Justin Timberlake, but Tina Fey.
Just kidding. How are you spending your evening?
Broadway.
Broadway. You...
Did I get Home Alone 2? Yes! It's the answer to all of them.
You got Home Alone 2, lost in New York.
Okay, can we be BuzzFeed article people, quiz makers, and just do the same answer for all of them? And it's always just Trek.
Yes. You know what I could go for?
What?
Some ice cream.
Ooh. Should we go to the store? Oh, wait, no. Oh, we still have time. It's only 10:30.
Let's fucking go to the store.
We could go to the store and get that lactose-free cherry ice cream.
Yes!
Yeah, see, I'm a good friend.
You are a good friend.
Should we wrap this baby up?
Yeah.
45 minutes is kind of a short episode.
We can come back to it.
I think it's probably solid. Maybe we need to work on making our episodes, like, not as long.
Because we're... Very.
Well, I mean, it depends on the podcast, though, because some that I listen to are 45 minutes, and then like, some are an hour, but, like, sometimes it's the same show, like, the same show. Like, let the Adventure Zone will have, like, an hour episode.
Okay, let us know if this was very terrible. I'm so sorry. We'll do better next time.
Well, just let us know if you want it to be longer.
And basically, we should actually look at, like, make a list of games we should play.
Yeah, because this is what we do. Jack texts me and says, hey, when can you hang out this week? And then I give her, like, the nights that I'm off, and then she just, like, we decide between us which one's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And then we meet up, and then we're like, oh, shit. We've been watching Mabim Bam, and we need to record an episode.
Oh, yeah. We also just went... We just...
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. We only watched one episode of Mabim Bam. But no, yeah, because we went to Flynn's, and we were planning on recording an episode.
And we should have...
We should have thought it through.
We should have did it first, because we got all our conversation out when... Blah, blah.
Yeah, when we first got together, because we were real funny in the car, because we had a long drive. Should we bring him in the car when I take you home? And that can be the end of the episode.
That's a good idea.
Or should we just fake end it right now and then edit it out if it sucks?
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, so that's the show. Tweet us. We've got Twitter, Birth Control Pod. We've got Instagram @ Birth Control Pod. We've got an email, birthcontrolpod@gmail.com.
If you have questions about birth control, send them our way.
But not legitimate birth control, because I was only on birth control once, and it was because I've got wacko periods.
Did you get a shot in your arm?
No, I did not. I took pills. And then I manipulated them so I wouldn't have my period during times I didn't want my period.
So, gentlemen, she's on birth control.
If you want a baby, hit me up. Here's my phone number. 111
222
4-4.
Zero.
1-2. Just, you know, shoot me a text. But you gotta do, like, a good pickup line.
Like, hey.
Want a sex?
I'm lonely. I want baby.
I want baby in you. Oh my God. I want you, baby. I want you, baby. Sick Jersey Boys segue. Can we talk about Jersey Boys? This is the real meaning of the podcast. I love Jersey Boys. We've seen it twice this year. This year. With the same guy.
Get Sala. Oh, what's his name? Jesus?
And, no.
And,
Anthony, keep trying.
Anthony De Jesus?
Nope.
Anthony Jesus?
De Jesus?
Fucking no.
Oh God, I had it and then I lost it because you were just saying things. It's De Jesus. Aaron! I don't know actually how to say his last name, and probably.
De Jesus.
I don't know. Anyway, he's great. He's in Jersey Boys in New York.
So if you're in New York, go to the New World Theater.
New World Stages.
Yeah.
And Jersey Boys is there. And they're all great. But. Oh,
that was weird. No, you go ahead.
So Jersey Boys, the tour came to Salt Lake City. So we were like, hell yeah, we're going to see Jersey Boys because we're the number one Jersey Boys fans. Anyway, and we, like 2 days before, Jacqueline, oh, I don't like that.
Sorry. I like it.
Was like, oh, really? Okay, anyway, 2 days before, Jacqueline was like, yo, 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 we have the sit. This is how she texts me, by the way.
It's not.
What's up, dog?
It's not.
Anyway, she was like, hey, remember the guy that was in Jersey Boys? And I was like, which one? There's four of them.
I was like, the one we saw in New York.
The guy that played Frankie Valli. And I was like, yeah, sure. And she
that's just not how it went.
No, she was like, hey, the guy that played Frankie Valli at New World Stages is coming to Salt Lake to play Frankie Valli because he's from Salt Lake.
Yeah.
And we were both like, what? But they didn't, either they didn't have a stage door or we didn't look for a stage door.
I thought there wasn't maybe a stage door because it was, like, underground.
Yeah, but we didn't actually look.
No, we didn't.
But anyway, so we didn't get our playbill signed. In New York. And so we were like, fuck it, we're going to stage door here.
In Salt Lake.
And meet him. And so he came out and we were like, hey, will you sign this playbill too? And he was like, this looks familiar. And was like super stoked. And then I think he thinks we're his number one stands now.
So, in conclusion, go see Jersey Boys.
He commented on my Instagram post.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was very stoked about the playbills. We didn't have the heart to tell him that we just found out that it was him, like, 2 days before.
So if you're listening
to this, Aaron, I'm so sorry. We do love you, and you are, like, one of the, like, probably the best Frankie Valli I've seen.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
Like, you're great. So now, don't take any of this personally because you made me cry my own tears.
Now I'm wondering who was the Frankie Valli at when it was on Broadway when I saw it with my family.
At Aaron, if you're listening to this and it was you, tweet us. At Birth Control Pod. Actually, I don't know if you have Twitter, but if you have Instagram, I know you have Instagram because you commented on my Instagram post.
If anyone listens to this and we're like, hey, I saw Jersey Boys on Broadway in 2016.
Without that playbill. Without that tight-ass playbill.
And let me know, because I didn't know. And also, I lost my playbill, because I suck.
My mom stole my playbills from the time I went to New York without you, when I was a child.
When we didn't know each other.
And I have a Wicked one, and a Producer's one, and there's another one. What is it called? The Odd Couple. With Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. Which was kind of funny because we saw Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane. And the day before, we saw the producers. Minus Michael. What the fuck? Matthew Broderick. Michael Broderick.
Yeah.
That's going to be a D&D character.
What is?
Michael Broderick.
I hate it.
Because I said Michael Broderick instead of Matthew Broderick.
I kill him.
Oh, God.
Roll to see how hard he kills him.
Okay, we'll roll initiative. Let me go grab my dice. I want you to roll to see if you have the ability to be my rogue fighter, Michael Broadwick.
No.
Who's a level 50,000.
No.
And has a million hit points.
No.
And his armor is only a 4.
No.
He doesn't have very good armor.
No.
You only have to roll over a 4. Plus your proficiency bonus.
I don't know anything.
I don't even know if I'm saying things right. I'm just saying things I remember. If I said all of that right.
Tweet us.
Tweet us. Please tweet us. So people, we're alone in the Twitter cycle. I've been alone for so long.
Oh my God. You're like yelled that.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Herschel. I'm sorry, listener. I'm sorry if somebody's listening to this on the train and I just alarmed you, because that happens to me a lot. Like, especially when the McElroys laugh real hard. Because they all have very intense laughs, and I love them, and they are my sons. Except for Clint, who is my dad. But not in a weird way.
I thought you said he was also your son.
He's kind of my son, but also, I told you, his Wikipedia page says that I'm his child.
Oh, yeah.
Because it says, Justin Travis Griffin, and then it says you. I'll show you.
I believe you.
I know, but I just want you to see, because it's very pure.
Okay.
And I love Clint McElroy. I love all of them. I made Jack cry because of them earlier.
Shut up.
Jack cried real tears.
Just gonna real edit that out. It's fine.
Dank-ass tears. What? Oh, you're gonna make me cry. Porter. Okay. Hold on. Here you go. Occupation, dad, birthday, August 10th, children, Justin, Travis, Griffin, you.
Does birth rate mean, like, that's how many times he can have a baby?
Yeah.
Or every
year? Birth rate, how many times he's been born? Hey, at Doc Kerm or whatever your Twitter handle is. At Clint McElroy, how many times have you been born? How many times have you been born? Am I high? Am I drunk?
I guess.
I'm not. That was real difficult for words for me.
For words.
So, I'm not good with the words.
We should just...
So we should wrap this up so we can go get some fucking ice cream.
Yeah. We'll do better next time. Thanks, bye. But
we also might record a little bit in the car, so it might be a different ending than this.
Okay.
In which case, we will edit it out. But de alo naba.
Have
a great night.
Bye.
Bye.